Hello, welcome to another episode of Feed Your Faith with Courtney Kopeck. That is me, Courtney Kopeck. Yep, that's me. I'm excited today to record this podcast. I ended up missing last week, unfortunately. I have not been doing the best at my self-care. It's so hard. It is just so, so hard to put a focus on ourselves, isn't it? We just have life going on, you know, and you end up finding yourself on the back burner most of the time. It truly takes like a serious discipline to really put yourself as a priority in your life. And I believe the only way to be able to do that is to truly just lean into the Lord as much as possible, because that's really where we get filled up, right? Like that's the spring of water, the spring of life, going to Jesus. And it's so important that we seek that out in our lives. Today's podcast is going to be, I'm going to be talking from the book of Isaiah. The scripture that I'm going to be using is in regards to our hiding places and things that we allow ourselves to fall into believing that are not true, in order to protect ourselves. This is very important to me, because I feel like I'm somebody who is really always looking for some place to hide. I don't know where. I mean, I will find anything from the clothes that I buy to the places that I travel. I mean, sometimes just going to the grocery store and spending money on groceries is a form of me hiding from real life, especially when it comes to spending money. I really, you know, I love things. I don't know if it's because I'm a woman. I don't mean to sound sexist in that manner. I don't know. I just love stuff. I don't know about you, but I love stuff. I love having trinkets around my house. I love going to TJ Maxx and buying new things to put on my mantle or decorate a corner of my house with. I like pretty things. And I use my body as an object. This is something that I've noticed. I always thought that like, using your body as an object was sort of like a sexual thing, you know, like when God was, you know, talks a lot about our bodies being a temple. And I just always saw that as like, okay, so they're holy ground, you know, we're not supposed to be using them in any sort of like sexual destructive manner. But I've come to realize that I use my body as an object in a lot of other ways, just in the way that I present myself to the world, to people around me. And eating is kind of the tool that I use to carve out the body that I'm looking to have. And I look for a certain type of body in order to get a certain reaction from my community, from friends, family, coworkers, just basically the world in general. And how that ties into liking things and stuff is that I think that sometimes we can treat ourselves as just a thing, as just another thing to decorate, to dress up, to put on some sort of front with, you know, to make it look like everything's okay, everything's wonderful, and aren't I pretty? Aren't I cute? Don't I look nice today? Don't I look well put together? Don't I look like I've got my life in order? And meanwhile, on the inside, we're just like totally falling apart. I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but this is something that I find that I struggle with quite a bit. And I didn't recognize it as an issue until I really started recovering from my addiction to dieting. I never saw dieting as a problem because it's so prevalent. It's like so ingrained in us as women to just be dieters. It's like, that's part of our personality. That's part of our, it's almost like having the third arm. You know what I mean? Like dieting is as normal as having toes to me. Like that's what it was for years and years and years. It was just, I'm a woman, I diet, period. And in order to live that lifestyle, that also means that I'm objectifying my body, because when I'm dieting, I'm trying to fit into a certain mold. I'm trying to create a certain look to get a certain reaction from people. I'm trying to adorn myself with thinness in order to get a positive response from the world, because that makes me then feel safer and more comfortable. I hear a lot of women talk to me when they start working out, letting go of dieting, and just really trying to practice more of a mindful, you know, godly centered way of eating. Sometimes they end up putting on some weight, because if you're constantly restricting your food, right, and then you start eating again, sometimes you can put on some weight. And not even that, like I've got friends that'll go through issues. I have one girlfriend right now, she's got breast cancer she's recovering from, and she's gained weight. You know, you hear people, oh, cancer makes you lose weight. Well, she's gained it. And so the word that comes up a lot from these women that I hear when extra weight is put on is uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable. I don't feel comfortable in my body. So a huge reason why I think that we lean so much on dieting is for this artificial comfort factor that we have created in our minds, that the world has told us that you can be comfortable in your body as long as it looks like this, as long as it lines up with these ideals. You can be comfortable in your body as long as you appear the way this woman appears, that woman appears, right? Like there's rules around the idea of comfort. And to me, that's not comfort at all. That's a false comfort. Comfort should have no rules. I don't believe that God created us to feel uncomfortable in our bodies as long as we're treating our bodies in a respectful manner. And sometimes that means that we put on some weight. To be uncomfortable in that, I think it's really more not that you're uncomfortable in the weight gain. You're uncomfortable in the lack of control you're feeling. Because dieting gives us this really great false sense of control. It's a huge reason why we diet. We are so out of control with so many things in our lives. You know, like we can't get people to like us. You can't force somebody to give you a better position at work. You can't force somebody to be in love with you. You can't force friends. You can't force relationships. You can't force money into your bank account, although I really wish you could. I could use some of that. Right? Like you can't force anything. But with dieting, you can force yourself and to like not eat the brownie, to not have the cookies, to skip the breakfast, to only live off coffee. You can force that. You may not be able to force it for very long. You may only make it 3 hours. I don't know. But there is a sense of control when we're dieting. And we like that because we are creatures created to want to control. Right? And like God's whole thing is, no, I'm in control. And you, the control part, I believe, is the sin part. Like that's the flesh part. That's the part that we crave that isn't holy because we're not supposed to be in control. And let me just remind you, like, by the way, you are not in control even when you're dieting. Right? Because if you were in control when you were dieting, you'd only have to go on one diet and then that would be the end. You'd never have to go on another diet again. You are not in control when you're dieting. You think you're in control, But you're not, because you can't control your body. You cannot control your body. This is a huge lie that the dieting industry and the medical industry likes to make us believe, that we have all this control over our bodies. And we don't. We really don't. We have things that we can do to aid and support a healthier lifestyle, but we are not fully 100% in control. So the comfortable thing, this is what I want to, you know, ask you if you can relate to this. What if the size that you are at when you have gained the weight was considered the size to be? What if that was like the bee's knees? What if those extra pounds you put on was like right where everybody wishes they were? What if the body that you have with the extra weight is considered like the ultimate body? Like it's the one that people are after. Would you then still feel uncomfortable? I really doubt it, right? So you have to figure out, where is this uncomfortableness coming from? Is it coming from a place of truly feeling uncomfortable because you've put on extra weight? Or is it coming from a place of not feeling in control, of not feeling now that you are like running the race, that you are in line with what society is telling you you need to look like, right? Like, are you feeling fear that you're slipping further and further down the rabbit hole of fatness? Are you feeling fear and concern that this is just going to continue going on? You've let go of dieting, and now you're just going to blow up to be like this giant balloon. Those are the things you have to ask yourself. You've got to get real. You've got to understand what your feelings are really coming from, because putting on weight doesn't necessarily feel uncomfortable. You have to look at what is really making you feel uncomfortable. And that is that you're feeling a fear of not fitting in, not cutting it, not making the mold, as they say, right? I think that's what they say. I don't know. So when we're uncomfortable, what do we like to do? Get comfortable again, right? How do we do that? Well, when it comes to weight gain and our bodies, it's not like you can just say, oh, okay, I'm uncomfortable, so now I'm immediately going to lose X amount of pounds and feel comfortable again, right? Like, you can't just go back to the weight you were at overnight. You have to find a way to become comfortable again in the body that you have now. And I want to say, look, if you start coming off of dieting, I'm not definitely saying you're going to end up gaining weight. I have no idea. Everybody's body is different. But whether you gain weight or you stay the same or you may lose weight, I mean, there's a lot of different things that go on. The goal is always to be comfortable in your body wherever you are at, whatever size you're at. It doesn't matter. The goal is to be comfortable in your body and to not be judging yourself. This is something else that is really, really, really important to think about, is like not judging yourself. You will become more comfortable in your body when you accept your body. But before I go into that, I want to read this scripture from Isaiah. And I want to talk about how it relates to dieting. So Isaiah 28. It says, imagine like this is something you're saying, okay? When an overwhelming scourge sweeps by, it cannot touch us, for we have made a lie our refuge and falsehood our hiding place. So maybe the scourge is gaining weight. Maybe the scourge is you just got demoted at work. Maybe the scourge is you and your husband are getting divorced. Maybe the scourge is your kids are driving you up the wall, right? It cannot touch us, for we have made a lie our refuge and falsehood our hiding place. Okay, so we have made the lie that thinness is a safe place to be. Thinness is our refuge. And falsehood, otherwise known as dieting, is our hiding place. We have made a lie our refuge and falsehood our hiding place. Thinness is not your refuge, okay? And I know this from experience because I've been fat and I've been thin and I've been miserable on both ends of the spectrum. I am currently taking more medication thin than I ever did when I was fat. All of it is for like mental health purposes. And it's just part of life. You get older, more trauma happens, whatever, just things start coming out. But I'm sharing that as an example to say that just because I'm smaller now does not mean that my life is perfect. Your life is going to be exactly the same as if you were thin. It's going to be exactly the same. The only difference is that your body size is going to be different. You're still going to have anxiety. You're still going to have problems. You're still going to have troubles. And the other thing too is you're going to have the stress of trying to maintain the thinness. This is why it's so important to recognize that the only refuge you have is in Jesus. It is not in your body. Your body is not an object to be changed in order to control your life. I'm going to say that again. Your body is not an object to be changed in order to live your best life, in order to have control in your life. Your body is just your body. It's a place that houses your soul. It's a place that houses your spirit. That's it. That's what it is. And when you try to manipulate it in order to feel a sense of security, you're only living in a lie. God did not design you to play and mess around so much with your body so that you could feel a more cush lifestyle. That's not his plan. Right? And you know that. God's plan is for you to follow him. God's plan is for you to be constantly looking to him. Dieting likes to tell us that we can find security in it. Right? I mean, when you look at commercials of people, these dieting commercials, these weight loss commercials on TV, the videos that are sold of like, you know, various products, people looking super buff and stuff. Everyone's smiling and life is so great. And don't you want to be like me? And I finally did it. I've got this great weight loss journey to tell you about. But what was the journey really? Where are you now? So you went on this journey, you lost all this weight. Now what? Are you closer to Jesus? Do you feel more in line with God's plan for your life? Have you been reaching out to others? Have you been helping the needy? Have you been, you know, helping the widow? Where has your focus been during this journey? Because I seriously doubt the focus has been on the Lord. I think the focus has been on losing weight so that you can believe that your life is going to be better. So that you can go out and buy a bunch of new things, more stuff to fit in, new clothes, smaller clothes. I'm fitting into this size now. Look at me. Making yourself an idol is what you're doing. That's where the devil gets you. He tempts you with dieting to make it seem like, oh, you don't need God. You don't need Jesus. That's not where you're supposed to be focusing. Come over here. Hurry up. Let's get thin together. Lose some weight. Then your life will be good. But what happens when you finally lose the weight? You are nowhere near a place of comfort. I would say you're even farther away. And here's why. Because now you have to continually work to keep the weight off. And that sucks. It's constant stress. It's constant anxiety. If you don't have a healthy way of eating that's natural to you, that comes easily to you, you're going to be killing yourself trying to look a certain way, trying to force your body to do something it was not created to do specifically for you. We're not all Giselle, okay? And I don't even want to be Giselle. First of all, I can't stand football, so I could never be married to a football player. I'll take his money. I hate saying that. But like, and even Giselle has problems. She went out with Leonardo DiCaprio, and what happened? He dumped her, right? Like, she's a supermodel, and she got dumped. Our lives are not perfect because we're skinny. There's another passage here that I'm going to go on to read. It's Isaiah 18. Now, this is Isaiah speaking on behalf of the Lord. So imagine God saying this to you now. When the overwhelming scourge sweeps by, you will be beaten down by it. As often as it comes, it will carry you away. Morning after morning, by day and by night, it will sweep through. So here's the deal. You have these false hiding places, these lies where you try to find refuge in dieting, in thinness, in believing that you have to lose weight in order to count. And God is like, lady, you are going to be beaten down by that. He's like, It's going to carry you away morning after morning. Day and night, it will sweep through. How often have you been on a diet and you do nothing but think about food all day? Like, when can I eat again? What am I eating next? How much weight have I lost? Can't wait to get on that scale this morning and see what that number is. Let me take my measurements again. I've got to go to the gym for 4 o'clock. Got to lose more weight. I wonder how many calories I can burn. This class says it'll burn 1,000 calories. I'm going to take that class. I mean, it consumes your life. Dieting consumes your life. You're not living your life. You're living a diet. It's not fun. Day and night, it will sweep through. Morning after morning. You will be beaten down by it. Man, oh man. Raise your hand if you've been beaten down by dieting. I know I have. Dieting made me hate myself. It did. It, talk about a double-edged sword. I mean, you go on a diet thinking that you're going to start loving yourself. And in the end, you just like want to throw yourself in a garbage can. It's so hard to stick to a diet. Everyone walks up. It's amazing to me. Let's think about this for a minute. Every girlfriend you have who's on a diet, what is she doing? Is she walking around being like, oh, I feel so awesome. I just love my diet. It's so easy to stick to. They might start off talking like that. But for the most part, I hear, oh my God, I'm so tired of this diet. Or, oh, I fell off the wagon yesterday. I had a brownie. I cheated. But today I'm starting over. That's misery you're hearing. Okay? That's like punishing yourself when you don't need to punish yourself. That's like people back in the day who used to do like penance by whipping themselves. That's what I picture dieting to be like. Let me just beat myself some more with something that is like really accomplishing nothing for me. Dieting leaves out God. I think it's really funny with all the Christians that are in the world, and especially in the United States, which is like, I mean, the US is just known for being obsessed with bodies, right? No one's really in these TV programs selling Jesus. No one's really in these TV programs selling God as a way to help you lose weight. And that is because the diet wants you to focus completely on the diet and not on God. Because God would not tell you to diet. God wants us to be keeping our focus 100% on Him all the time. And we know this. I'm going to sneeze. Oh, sorry, excuse me about that. He wants us to keep our focus on Him all the time. And dieting doesn't let us do that. It puts our focus on ourselves. I want to talk more about the hiding, though. I think when I was heavier, I definitely used fat as a way to hide. I wasn't quite sure how I would be accepted by my community if I was thinner. I didn't know what that would be like because I had never been thin. And I could hide behind the fat. I could hide behind the body. And I think that on the other end of the spectrum, you can hide behind the thinness as well. If you're on the extreme end of being small and you're really used to restricting your food, you know, hiding behind the disordered eating because there's this fear of living actual life. I can 100% say that I struggle with a fear of joy, which sounds nuts. Like, why would anybody be scared of having joy in their life, right? Like, all we ever want is peace and joy. Peace and joy, peace and joy. That's all I want out of life. Peace and joy. But joy takes guts and peace takes courage. God gives us joy and peace every single day. We have it. We just have to take hold of it. And the taking hold of it is the part that's hard. And I can be a real coward. And I think that for a long time, I found solace. I found comfort in my disordered eating, whether it was binging and being fat or restricting and being thinner. The clean eating that I did, oh my gosh, talk about like really hiding behind food, you know. We fear who we really are. We fear we're not going to be loved. We fear we're not going to be taken seriously. We fear we're going to be rejected. We fear we're not going to be received well. I've been working a lot on my mental health lately. And I'm just going to share this with you because I don't really appreciate the stigma that there is around mental health. But I suffer personally from a great deal of depression and I have a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder and just some other stuff going on there. And so my mental health is extremely important to me. I really have to make a very valid effort every day to take care of myself or I fall apart quite easily. And so one of the things that I was doing in order to work on my mental health was figuring out what triggers there were that were causing me to follow through on behaviors that weren't healthy for me. And I got this sheet of paper that had a list of like triggers on it. Like, what would happen if these things were taken away from you? So if you think for a moment, what would happen if your self-respect was taken away from you? What would happen if your freedom was taken away from you? What would happen if love was taken away from you? What would happen if control was taken away from you? What would that trigger inside you? When we use food to comfort, when we use dieting to comfort, when we hide, right? When we hide in the falsehood that these things are going to protect us, what is triggering us in the first place to even need to hide? This is getting to the root of the problem. Eating is not your problem because you're a human being and you need food. And your body's going to want food and it's going to crave food and it's going to sometimes crave crap and it's going to sometimes crave vegetables and other yummy things. And that's totally normal, totally fine, and totally okay. But getting to the root, figuring out what the triggers are, and trigger and acceptance. These are like my two biggest words that I'm working on right now. But I really want to talk a little bit more about the triggers because we are creatures of fear. And that is what Satan puts into us. That's the flesh. We are afraid. And Jesus comes to tell us we don't have to be afraid. He's saved us. He's the light, right? And as long as we are followers of Christ, we're safe. And God is fighting for us and protecting us and loving us. But we don't always feel that love. You know, it's not like every day, all day long, we walk around feeling like this great magical love from God. Even when you tune in, even when you're really seeking the Lord, it doesn't always mean you're going to be having this like mystical experience, right? We get afraid of who we are. We get afraid of joy. Because if we experience joy, with that comes the possibility of having the joy taken away. And that means pain, suffering, hurt. To love ourselves is a scary thing because it means turning around to the rest of the world and saying, I no longer need your approval of me. That's a really big statement to make. We want, I should say, like our flesh, like the sinful nature in us, right? The humanness. We're packed animals. We want to be part of the pack. We want to be comforted and feel protected by the pack. And if we're turning around and saying, I don't need you, pack, I have God, it's so scary. It's like stepping off of a cliff and not knowing whether or not you're going to land on your own 2 feet on the ground below, or if you're just going to crash and die. I mean, maybe that's too morbid of a, you know, I don't know. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm always stepping off a cliff when I'm willing to like say, okay, I'm going to work on really loving myself. It's stepping out in faith. It's putting the middle finger up to the man and saying, I'm trusting Jesus. Because Jesus is the only man in my life, right? So you got to figure out what your triggers are because that's where your issues with the food are coming from. Does that make sense? If you grew up someone who never really felt a lot of acceptance, then if you experience something in your life, in the day, that reminds you of that feeling of not being accepted, you might go eat a bag of Doritos. You might go eat a box of cupcakes. You might not eat at all. You might even not eat for days. We all have different ways that we try to control our food in order to hide, right? In order to find refuge in the lie of our bodies. And what I mean by the lie of our bodies is that in order to look a certain way, you can have a certain life. If you look like this, this will be your life. If you're fat, you're going to have a horrible life and there's no point in living. And if you're thin, you're going to have a great life and everything's going to be just jolly and dandy. Well, I'd like to ask the thin people out there, how great is your life? And I'd like to ask the fat people out there, how bad is your life? Really? I mean, only you get to decide what your life looks like. Nobody can tell you what kind of life you're having. Nobody gets to do that. That is where you do have control. You have control. You have the ability to say, no, this is my life. People are going to come at you regardless of what size you are. You're never going to get the entire pack to accept you. You don't even want that. That's, you know, the only thing that you need to have acceptance over is that God is in complete control of your life. And you need to be giving your will over to Him. You got to stop focusing so much on what you look like. The energy that that is sucking up. Forget about it. You have to stop trusting in this lie, this falsehood. And a huge way to do that is to start figuring out what your triggers are. I would encourage you to like get out a journal and make a list. Make a list of things that are important to you. What do you need? You need safety. You need security. You need to be valued. You need to be trusted. You need to know that you have your freedom. You need to know that you're relied upon. I mean, whatever it is, write down some of these things and then think about how you feel if those things were taken away from you. And then the next time you're having an off moment where you're finding yourself obsessing over food, obsessing over your body, obsessing over your weight, think about those things and ask yourself, do I feel right now like something's being taken away from me? Am I being triggered somehow? It will help you get perspective because that's really what you need here. You need some perspective. We all need perspective. We all need to step back and just get a clear vision of exactly what we're doing with food and our bodies. Because when we're overeating, undereating, and dieting, we're living in a box with like a hood over our head. We're so trapped in this cube of society standards. And you've got to get out of the cube and really take a look at what is actually going on. You're never, ever, ever, ever going to feel acceptance with your body. You're never, ever, ever, ever going to have quote unquote like the healthy lifestyle, right? That's what everyone wants these days. Just want to have a healthy lifestyle. It's a healthy lifestyle. What the hell does that even mean? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to swear. But what does that mean? That's just live. Don't put labels on everything. Seriously, we always want a label. We always want to put ourselves in the box with the hood. I can't see outside this box. I don't know what's going on, but I'm in the healthy living box. That's what I'm doing over here. Last week, I was over in the dieting box. The week before that, I was in the CrossFit box. Get out of the box and just live your life. You don't have to have it all figured out and you don't have to put a label on it. This is the thing. When you get rid of dieting, it doesn't mean you're switching it out for healthy living. Everybody wants to have healthy living. Show me a person who's like, no, I don't want to be healthy. I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't want to be healthy. And by healthy, I just mean like, you know, still living on the planet, not dying from something, not, you know, super sick or whatever. We all want to be healthy. You don't need to make a statement about it. But this is where the judging part comes in. It hit me the other day. I was reading in the Bible. So somebody was talking to me as I was reading it about judging and how people can think that Christians judge a lot more than like non-Christians do, which might be true. I have no idea. Again, I try not to like, I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. I think we get a lot more flack because we're supposed to not judge. And so when we do judge, it's like a spotlight on us. We're people. Everybody judges. That's part of our humanness. Okay, so God's always telling us not to judge, right? Jesus says, not supposed to judge. But what about yourself? I think that also includes judging yourself. I don't think we're supposed to be judging ourselves. We do way too much judging of ourselves. Way too much judging. Everybody knows they're harder on themselves than anybody else is, right? You're hardest on yourself. You are your own worst enemy. You are your own worst judge. And God says that we're not supposed to judge. So what does that mean for you then? When you're feeling uncomfortable in your body, you're judging your body. When you're feeling like you just want to eat a second bowl of pasta because today was a hard day, you're judging your body. When you're deciding that you're not going to eat dinner because you had such a hard day, you're judging your body. You're judging your circumstances. You're judging your life. You're judging. Get into the habit of bringing it to God. Do not be judging all the time. It's so hard, but that's part of the self-care. You want to have a good relationship with food. You want to have a good relationship with your body. It takes work. It takes practice. It's not going to be perfect. You are fighting a battle here for your sanity. You're fighting a battle here for a deeper relationship with God. And that's always a battle because we're human and we have the devil in our way, constantly trying to distract us. He does not want us to have joy. So he puts a lot of things in our way. You have to step out in faith and not be afraid of what your life looks like with joy. Sometimes it's easier to just live in the fear. It's easier to just live in the lie. It's easier to just have that falsehood be our hiding place. The box with the hood over our head. The false reality. We label ourselves something and then we spend our days trying to live up to the label, even though it's making us miserable. And we choose that journey over Jesus. But I'm here to remind you that there's always a way out. There's always a second choice. I don't care if it takes you days, weeks, months, years. I don't care if one day you're on the path of the devil and you're living in that box with the hood over your head. And then the next day you're just like on the Jesus train, experiencing joy. And then a half an hour later, you're back in the box. And then 3 hours later, you're back on the train with Jesus, the Jesus joy train. It can go back and forth like that. It probably will. That's fine. as long as you recognize that you do have a choice, you may not have control, but you have choices. You have choices. You can decide where you want your mindset to be going. But don't forget that God does tell us that if we keep living in the box with the hood over our heads, if we keep letting dieting and thinness be our refuge and our hiding place, that we are going to be beaten down by it. It's going to carry us away morning after morning, day and night. It's going to be a living hell, in other words. Look in the areas where you're judging yourself. Try to figure out what some of your triggers are. Recognize them. Step back and get some perspective. Live in authentic honesty. Be open to who you are. Don't be afraid of being yourself. Don't be afraid of figuring out who you are outside of your food problems. Because, yeah, there is a whole other world out there outside of those issues. And if you've been living in them for so long that that is your identity, it's going to be a little scary walking away. It's going to be frightening to move forward. But that's what Jesus calls you to do, is to step out in faith and to trust him, to let him take on your burden. He doesn't want you to be living in this trap. He didn't give you life for you to be living it miserable, hating your body. He gave you life so that you could experience his peace and his joy. And they're not things you have to be afraid of, even though it may feel like they're pretty scary. And I understand this from experience. I really do. But you don't have to be afraid of them. Take baby steps. The last thing I'm just going to say is, if you can come up with 2 or 3 things every morning that mean joy to you, do that. Think about that. Every morning when you wake up, find 2 or 3 things that represent joy and try to just like meditate on those things throughout the day. Is it like fresh spring flowers? Is it some calming classical music? Is it holding a baby? I mean, I don't know. Everybody has their own things. It could be stretching. It could be watching the Golden Girls. I don't know. But just find 2 or 3 things that bring you joy and meditate on those and recognize what that feeling is that you get when you think about those things, because that is something that you can have every day, all day long, that has zero to do with your body and zero to do with your eating. And everything to do with Jesus, because when you think about things that bring you joy, you're thinking about Jesus' love for you. And you have to thank Jesus for those things. And it'll bring you back in tune with him as well. You're welcoming him back in again. Whenever you meditate on something that brings you joy, you are welcoming Jesus back in. You're saying, yeah, I get it, God. I want you here. I want us to experience this world and this life together. So let's just pray now. Lord, it is rough. It is really, really hard sometimes to just be willing to be ourselves, to just let go. to not be so focused all the time on what we're eating, what we weigh, how we look. We beat ourselves up. We judge ourselves. We hate ourselves. We just want to be free, God. And we know that you have the ability to make that happen, Lord. So I pray that you would help us. Give us wisdom. Help us to get outside our boxes, to remove the labels and the judging, to understand what the triggers are so that we can really accomplish true healing through your grace, because it's only your grace that's going to bring us out of this place, God. It's only by your grace that we are going to be able to live lives authentically full of peace and joy without fear that those things will be taken from us, because they come from you. And anything that comes from you, God, can never be taken away. We know how much you love us, Lord. Help us to love ourselves in that same way. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Feed Your Faith with Courtney Kopeck. I'm your host, Courtney Kopeck. This is episode number 7, and today we are going to be talking about how to release poor eating habits through God. There's going to be talk about self-judgment, about not living in reality, hiding, all that good, fun stuff. But it's super important that we talk about it, right? Because this is how the healing starts. So before we get into it, I just want to make a couple of quick announcements, and then we can start the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to Feed Your Faith. I had so much fun with you today, and I really hope that you got something out of the podcast. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. And also, if you're interested, I run an amazing Facebook group, Christian Women's Food Freedom Through Faith. Go to Facebook and just put in, you know, Facebook/Courtney Kopeck, and you will come across it. Definitely check that out. And don't forget to sign up for my free 7-day devotional, 7 Steps to Food Freedom Through Faith, that you can get over at my website, www.courtneykopeck.com. Have a blessed day. Welcome to Feed Your Faith. I'm your host, Courtney Kopeck. I'm a Christian food and body image coach. I spent most of my life hating my body and feeling frustrated with food. Then God stepped in and showed me something so supernatural in His Word, it transformed my life forever. Now I have peace around food and feel comfortable in my body. I'm teaching female followers of Christ all over the world how to find this exact same food freedom through a deeper faith in Jesus. Join me in fellowship here every week as I discuss biblical scriptures directed towards how to treat and love our own bodies, as well as share personal struggles and thoughts around food and body image and the role God plays in both. I also talk with other women of faith who share their personal stories and wisdom around God's grace in putting a final end to their own food and body image drama. This episode is brought to you by my free 7-day devotional, 7 Steps to Food Freedom Through Faith. If you're ready for some answered prayers around your food struggles and body image issues and want to start living abundantly in the life God has waiting for you, where you are truly free from binging, food restricting, and yo-yo dieting, get my free 7-day devotional, 7 Steps to Food Freedom Through Faith. Go to CourtneyKopeck.com/signup for free devotional. That's CourtneyKopeck.com/signup for free devotional. And now let's get to the podcast.